Hi, I'm Carl Azus, and this is CNN Student News. It's June 2nd, and in our penultimate program of the school year, we're starting things off on Wall Street. Talking about the stock market, and yesterday was not a good one. Experts use the Dow Jones Industrial Average to get an idea of how the whole stock market is doing. The Dow dropped 280 points yesterday. That is the worst drop since last August. Next up today, Northern Africa, where Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's forces are fighting against rebels in a civil war. Other countries are involved in this too, the U.S., Britain, France. They're part of a military coalition that's being led by NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. The goal of that coalition is to protect Libya's civilians during this civil war, and NATO says it's extending that mission for another 90 days. A lot of what the coalition's been doing is carrying out airstrikes like these. They're targeting Colonel Gaddafi's forces, his compounds, and trying to limit his military resources. The conflict in Libya has been going on since February. Recently, several top officials have left Gaddafi's government. That includes some generals in the Libyan army. One official who left the government yesterday said it's in shambles. Turning to the U.S. government now, where a big topic on Capitol Hill is the country's debt ceiling. That is the amount of debt that the government is allowed to have. President Obama wants the ceiling raised. Republicans in Congress say they won't do that unless the government makes some cuts in spending. In fact, on Tuesday, the U.S. House of Representatives voted against the idea of raising the debt ceiling without making spending cuts. Christine Romans is here to help us get a better picture of what's going on. Christine, let's start off with the question, what exactly is the debt ceiling?
It's basically America's credit limit. Congress sets the cap on how much money the country can spend to pay its bills and to pay our interest payments. The debt ceiling is sort of like the credit limit on your credit card bill, only much, much bigger. And think of it this way. If you're running a $3,000 balance on a $10,000 credit limit, the U.S. government, we run right up to our credit limit over and over again. And then instead of paying it off, we just raise the debt limit. How big is this pile of debt? $14.3 trillion, more precisely, $14,293,975,000,000. This is money the government has already spent. Stacked on top of each other, this is just to give you an illustration, $14 trillion would reach from the earth to the moon more than four times. Your share of this pile of debt, about $47,000 for every man, woman, and child in America. We hit our debt ceiling, the debt limit, on May 16th. How are we operating now? Well, the Treasury Secretary is juggling the bills that are coming in to keep the country from defaulting. He says we can go until August 2nd. After that, the situation, he says, is critical. Secretary Geithner says not raising the debt limit so America can pay its bills would be, quote, catastrophic. It's like being, he says, a homeowner with only enough money to pay some of the bills. You either pay the mortgage or you pay the credit card bills. Which one are you going to pick? The government would like to pick and choose what to pay. Geithner says some bills won't get paid. Checks to millions of Americans, like Social Security perhaps, would have to stop. Republicans say he's wrong. The U.S. won't default so long as we keep making interest payments on our bonds. All of it a big political debate now, but here you go, you guys. Congress has raised the debt ceiling 74 times since 1962, 10 times just since 2001. This is the first time it's been so critical politically and turned into such a big ideological fight. For more information and complete coverage of the debt ceiling debate, you can check out more at CNNMoney.com.